Turn your camera on.
Hello, everyone. This is a person here, and I'm with one of my friends. She wants to be anonymous, so today we're gonna be talking about hypocrites. And yeah, you can go ahead now.
Right, so first off, guys, we're gonna talk about BLM. I'm talking about LGBTQ and BLM because they're both hypocritical in this area, and I understand where BLM's coming from. But first, we're gonna talk about BLM. All right. So, like, a white cop, right, kills a criminal that was hyped up on drugs and was committed, okay? And you're gonna be on a criminal side, okay? Well, now you're making this huge protest, all right, about
Yeah,
not
there's
like
some going
because
around in my town, and oh my God, it's almost in my neighborhood, actually.
yes, and you're gonna be mad at you're gonna be mad at all cops because of one cop did something. Okay, I understand that this cop was in the wrong. This cop, George Floyd, told them, "I cannot breathe," which I understand, all right? But he's holding his knee on his neck, so he can't move, so he can't escape because he's a criminal, hyped up on drugs. We don't know what could have killed him. The choking or the drugs. Most likely the choking, but you're gonna hate on all white people.
He was an innocent guy. He just didn't
All
do anything.
cops. All cops just because one white cop did that. And
Decided to kill George
automatically,
Floyd.
if a black person says, "I hate white people and I hate them with everything in my soul," and you're gonna say that, all right? And nobody's gonna call you racist because you're black. But if a white person says, "You know, I don't like some black people, you know, they could just be hypocrites," oh, you're racist, man, because we used to be slaves. What about the dark white people? You know, white people were slaves too back in the day. It wasn't just black people. If your skin was too dark as a white person, you were slaved as well. It wasn't just all blacks. If you didn't know that and you're just gonna automatically hate white people because we used to slave you. You were slaved by your own people. You were slaved by your own people, not just whites. You were slaved by your own people, and you're gonna automatically call us horrible people. We weren't the only ones slaving, and we weren't the only ones not being slaves. Okay. Next, we're gonna talk about LGBTQ. You are gonna hate on me because I am not interested in a woman's body.
Okay,
Because I am not
hold on. Let me say something real quick. Whoever fakes a disease, STD, you are completely, oh my God.
Yes, that is also very true. But we'll get to that in just a second. LGBTQ, you're gonna hate on me because I'm straight, because I don't want to be interested in a woman's body, only a man's, because I do not want to be invested in that. You're gonna hate on me and call me homophobic. You're gonna call me homophobic? Thank you so much. You're such a goddamn hypocrite because I want to be me. I want to be me, not somebody else. Now you can
You
go on
can't
and be
force people
yourself,
to be a
and I'm
different
not gonna
person
hate
if
on
they
you
don't
for
want to
whatever
do it.
the hell you are. I'm not saying I hate you because you're a part of the LGBTQ and you hate me because I'm straight. I'm saying you need to think right from now on. You need to think right about other people's feelings and how they feel. I think about your feelings. I think about, okay, I completely understand because you don't want to be interested in this person's body. I completely understand that, but you have to understand where I'm coming from as
It's kind of the world's gone crazy. You're right.
Very crazy. And
2011, 2012, 2017 was completely fine, but
yeah.
2019, 2020, and 2021, dude, really?
And you're gonna
No.
hate on me just because I'm straight. Next, we're gonna talk about fake depression, you know, and faking kids, all right?
Yeah. It was Elijah that just joined for a second. Okay, we'll be right back for a minute. Okay, actually, she's back, so, okay.
And I know that you're faking it, 'cause no, no depressed person is gonna go online and be like, oh yeah, I'm depressed, man, and I just want to tell TikTok about it before I go talk to a therapist and stuff. And nobody's on there gonna be faking tics on there, alright? If you actually have tics, you're not gonna post it online just for attention. You're not gonna do that just for attention. Cool. You have tics, do I care? Okay. You know what? I do care.
Welcome, Elijah. Welcome, Elijah, real quick. Just welcome.
You got anything to say, Elijah?
Alright, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about hypocrites, basically.
We're talking about right now, in this part of the podcast, we're talking about fake depression and faking diseases, alright? So I have asthma, and you're gonna go, this is like pretty much what you're saying. Well, I have asthma, and you should love me because I have asthma, and you should care for me because, like, I have this. But you don't, man. You're just faking this for attention. You're faking, I have tics because you're putting a damn hoodie over your head to show that your mouth isn't doing and you're not twitching. Your face isn't messing up, so you have to put a hood over your face just to show that you are not faking. All right, just to show and make it look real. So you have to put a damn hoodie on. All right, cover your face. And you're doing this for attention? And depression, that's a real disease. That's like self-diagnosing yourself, saying, I have depression because I know that, because I'm sad, because I have black things on. Guess what? I'm wearing something black right now. But does that mean I'm depressed?
No.
That means I could be
Elijah the happiest person in the world. He ain't depressed either. He's completely fine.
You're just little 9-year-olds thinking it's so cool to be depressed. Thinking it's so cool you wish you could be dead.
Here's also what I don't think with school. There's these people. Here's what they do, alright? They'll be like, hello, I had speech. And then
they'll be
second in place, and when they get hate, they'll make a response.
And they're hitting their chest like they're plastic. They're hitting their chest.
Like
they're
gonna
give themselves a heart attack. They're hitting their chest like they're a damn gorilla. Okay, Tarzan, chillax. Alright. It's all you 9-year-olds thinking it's cool to go ahead and pretend you're hanging yourself. What about the people that are actually worrying? Have you ever thought of them? I don't want you to kill yourself because I love you. Okay? I don't want you faking these things either. Because that is horrible to fake, alright? The worst thing you could possibly fake is depression, suicide. All right, disappear forever,
dude. There was so much 9-year-olds going on TikTok saying that they want to kill themselves.
And now we're gonna talk about all those bullies, all those cults. All right, you're not actually a cult. You know what a cult actually is? Circling around inside of circles and chanting something, doing something horrible. You're not inside a cult. All you hamster cults that are still back inside 2020. It's a new year, man. 2021 up in here.
You guys need to talk about the BLM.
No, it's been going on for 2021, not 2020. I think.
Okay, well,
have you guys already talked about the BLM movement?
It should have been inside 2020 whenever all the other crap was going on. But right now, inside 2021, we have all this other crap going on. So please, just leave us alone, all you cults, all right? You made a little kid kill himself. Yeah, you heard it. Hamster cult. All you guys thinking you're cool because you're inside a hamster cult? You better take that profile picture off right now because all the other hamsters, they made a little boy kill himself on live stream because you are all bullying him. We're also talking about bullies here, not just cults, all right? We are talking about bullying, period. Do you like being a murderer? Because that's what bullies
are. Here's what I think. Here's my topic on bullying.
Bullies are murderers because you're talking bad about someone. You're ugly. You should just go kill yourself because you're freaking ugly and nobody wants to see your face again. Do you see them tomorrow at school? Are you going to see them tomorrow at school? Answer me that.
Here's what I don't...
Think about that.
Here's my topic on bullying, all right?
So, all right.
People that bully, they think they're cool. And most likely, 9 times out of 10, they have problems going on at home.
I've been bullied since first grade, dude. It's freaking terrible.
And most likely, 9 times out of 10, the bully will have something going on at home. And so they think that if they put their problems onto someone else, it solves them. But no, they need to get someone to talk to if they have problems going on at home.
Yeah.
It'll take
and
it
also,
out on other
you're people. Trying to actually think you're going to do suicide, call the suicide prevention hotline. And the suicide prevention hotline.
But listen, if you're listening to this and you're actually thinking about suicide, please don't. All right.
Please, man.
If you're thinking about it, call 1-800-273-8255.
And you're worth so much more than you think. And now we're moving into inspirational messages, all right? Listen, guys that have been bullied, don't listen to those bullies. You are beautiful. You don't have to be beautiful on the outside. You just got to be beautiful on the in. All right? I want you to go up to those bullies and tell them,
stand up for yourself, stand up for yourself.
I do not care. I do not care because I know I am beautiful inside. I am the most beautiful person you have ever seen. You know why?
Because I don't need
to be whatever the hell other people think I am. I am beautiful inside, and if you don't think so, I don't care. Because all I need is my self-inspiration. All right, all those that have been bullied, I want you, after they've bullied you, I want you to laugh it off. Don't bully them back. Because once you laugh it off and agree with them, they won't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to constantly think about what they said. Because they're just a hater, man. All right, they just want you to feel bad about yourself so they can feel good about them.
Yeah, right. If they want you to feel bad about yourself,
inside and out, don't let anybody else tell you that you are not. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your grandma, mom. You tell them I am beautiful. You tell them if it's your partner, if it's your dad or anything like that. You tell them your girlfriend, for example. You tell them, and if they're bullying you about your race, be like, I am happy for what I am. I am happy for what I am, and I will always be happy for that.
If there's...
Wasn't there someone that judged you in, it was, a couple years ago. Someone judged you because you were wearing black, and then when you were in pink, they wanted to be your friend.
Me?
Yeah. You told me about this story before, right?
Oh, yeah. This little girl named Jada, right? She was in kindergarten with me, and I was such a tomboy. I wore little ties to preschool. She was my bully in preschool, and one day in kindergarten, I decided to wear a dress because my mom told me, you're getting a little bit older. You're going to have to start dressing like a girl. I'm like, okay, mom, that's fine. I didn't like wearing dresses because that's not who I was. Mm-hmm. I wore a dress to school. This girl loved me. I'd like to see her now. I would love to see her now being successful. Believing in myself. Her see me making inspirational messages to others. Jada, if you're ever out there, remember me. Miley, you remember me from preschool wearing those blue flannel shirts from Beardsley? You remember me? Look at me now. I have so many dresses in my closet, and guess what? I don't wear them because I don't need to. I don't need you. I don't need anyone else except myself to love me. I don't need to love anyone except myself. And I don't need anyone to judge me. Because even if you do, I'm not going to wear that next thing. And I was so happy because I got to play with her. But now that I think of it, I'm not going to play with anybody toxic. You go ahead and be toxic to me. I'll show you how great I can be. I will show you how amazing I can be. I will show you... that I am a better person than you have ever thought of me.
All right, listen to this. So, if there's something going on at home, it's like abuse or something like that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go somewhere safe, at school. I want you to bring your phone or laptop or whatever you're listening to me on. And I want you to talk to someone. I want you to tell someone. I want you to get help.
And don't go on social media telling everyone. Because it's none of their business.
Yeah. And if something's going on at home, just tell someone. Alright? I'm not mad. You guys really need to tell someone. Because if this keeps going on, you could eventually... If it only gets worse. You could die. And you don't need to die. Because if you're like 10 to 16, you still have a full life ahead of you. you can't die yet.
Even if you're older, you shouldn't make bad decisions because you still have a life to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you will die tomorrow, but at least you got to live those last seconds without thinking that I hate myself. No, you should think that you love yourself every day because you never know whenever your life's gonna end. So you better love yourself every day till the day that you die. I don't care what others think about
like
you.
If you're 56,
you know,
even like 12, just love yourself. Just love yourself. Forget about all the decisions you made a couple years ago. Just love yourself. Come on.
And also, guys, I was on this medication for me because of my health. I was on this medication and it made me a little chunky because I was eating and stuff. And this girl came up to me while I was playing on the playground. She goes, "Go away, fat girl. Get off, fat girl." I go, "Okay," and I get off because I was scared. And I tell my mom about this days later, and guess what? It helped me. You know that? I tell her, and this girl gets told off by my favorite kindergarten teacher. Okay? She tells her off.
It's a rail gun.
And she said it was this girl named Jasmine. She was cool with me. And I go, "But Jasmine likes me." That's when I realized people could go behind your back. All right. So just love yourself, man. You don't need anybody else to love you in life. Just promise me that you'll love yourself. All right? And
if you need to spend more time with the people that you love. You need to spend more time with the people that you love because you don't have them forever. You know, one day you're not talking to them, the next day they die. You need to spend more time with them. Like my great granny, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with her, but I enjoyed the time I got to spend with her. And
my grandma's
a few days, a few days later, she died. Right, and I didn't get to see her for a while.
My uncle died at 21. In 2018, that was only 3 years ago, guys. No. It was at the end of 2018. So what was the beat?
It was like beginning.
It was
of 2019.
He died in 2019. That was 2 years ago, guys. Do you know how hard that was on me? He was a 21-year-old boy. 21. He just turned 21, and he died on a motorcycle crash. Did I get to tell him I love him? Did I get to tell him I loved him? Before he died, and it was unexpected because his dad had to watch him die. His dad watched him die on a motorcycle crash because his dad was riding right behind him. He watched his own 21-year-old son die. Do you know how that feels? I don't think you do. Unless you've experienced it in life, you better go tell all your loved ones you love them before it's too late. Because you never know when it could happen.
Yeah, my sister, so my grandma had this dog named, Bailey, right? So, it was my favorite dog. And then, New Year's Eve, I wasn't able to say goodbye to her, but, my grandma's dog passed away. Oh my god, I cried so badly. I didn't get to say goodbye to her. And the last time I saw her was 3 months ago. That was before New Year's Eve. It was at 9 o'clock. I had the
exact
date. 12/31/2020.
Every night and day, guys. As soon as you wake up, I want you to call your loved ones. "Hey, I love you. Miss you. I will call you tonight." In the night. "Hey, love you. Miss you. I'll call you in the morning." I want this to be a daily routine because you never know when they could die. And even if they get sick of it, I'm like, I don't care. Just call them because you love them. All right, guys, this might be the end of the podcast. It's getting a little sad. But I want you to know, love yourself. Don't be hypocrite.
Let's get on a more. Because
I'm white, you know?
Let's get on a more positive topic. What's been going on with you guys in your lives?
All right, peace out, guys.
Peace out.